Well, let's turn now from the big data business to Boston's small businesses. A new city commissioned report released earlier this week finds that small businesses are facing significant challenges in raising capital and in their own growth. This is important because small businesses, and we're talking businesses that employ 50 or fewer people, they make up 95% of all businesses in the city of Boston. So joining us now with more is Adina Astor, a partner at the consulting firm Next Street Financial and one of the lead researchers on this city commissioned report. Adina, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
Also with us is Carolyn Crockett. She's the director of economic policy and research for the city of Boston. Carolyn, welcome to you.
Great to be here. Thanks, Meghna.
So first of all, Adina, let me start with you and let's get a little bit more of some of the results of this new report that came out. How would you describe the health and well-being of Boston small businesses today?
The small business ecosystem in Boston is vibrant, it's diverse, it's growing in a lot of ways. What we see is that the small businesses are not a monolith. There are so many segments by stage of business, by sector, and the kinds of business that people are doing, and the type of entrepreneur. We have native-born entrepreneurs, we have immigrant entrepreneurs, minority and women, and very different combinations of businesses across the neighborhoods. Mm. And so we see that it's very strong. We also see that there are a lot of challenges for businesses. They struggle.
And well, let's talk specifically about one or two of those challenges, Carolyn. Before I bring you in here, Carolyn, because I was quite taken aback by just the sheer dollars and cents challenge about raising capital from banks and getting all those important small business loans. And in fact, the amount of money going to small businesses has dropped in Boston over the past couple of years, has it not?
It has. The amount of capital being provided to businesses has fallen nationally, and Boston is a mirror of that. We see that credit has tightened in general, and these are loans where typically the banks are not making a lot of money to begin with. And so with assets declining in value, with businesses struggling with their own cash flows, it is very hard to put capital out. And so we see that businesses are struggling to find the capital, and they're also struggling with their own skills and abilities to secure the capital when they need it.
Okay. So, Carolyn Crockett, this is a chance for you to chime in here.
Sure.
Just specifically regarding the capital part of the challenges, are there things that the city can do to help small businesses?
Absolutely, absolutely. And first, I want to say that it's really wonderful to be here with Next Street, a tremendous partner for us on this work. Also with Mass Economics, the team there has been fantastic. It's really essential to have folks who have a sense of the landscape that we're in the city that we live in, understand what it means to have a universe of 40,000 businesses, that are generating more than 170,000 jobs. How can we bring capital to those folks, mm-hmm. right, is your question. In a city like Boston that is as wealthy as we are, with this very rich and diverse and dynamic business landscape, we need to be able to bring capital to businesses that need them. And so a real question that we have is, how can the Walsh administration play a leadership role in this space? Well, who are the partners that we have in City Hall, across the city, lending providers, financial services, folks that can really step in and say there's something different we can be doing in terms of providing access to capital and in terms of providing mentorship and TA, and this business plan is all about that.
Okay, interesting, because, for example, Adina was talking about maybe small businesses or small business owners don't necessarily have the skill set to advocate when it comes to trying to reach out and get that capital.
Sure.
I mean, that seems like something that's very teachable, right? That perhaps could the city set up something to assist in that way?
In many ways, yes. And the small business plan really lays out a roadmap for us to think about that. There are many different services and resources that are provided by City Hall. But one of the things that we learned, and thanks to Next Street for helping us see this, is that we're not doing a really good job of streamlining that and getting that out the door in a way that small businesses can access. Mm. And so the small business plan is really a call out to us to say we can do a better job, and we certainly will.
Yeah. So Adina, let me ask you, I wanted to hear specifically from you briefly about the particular challenges faced by a female-owned and minority-owned small businesses in Boston. I mean, you talk to some small business owners, what do they tell you?
Yeah, we talk to a lot of small business owners of all kinds. And what we hear overall is that at the early stages, they need basic guidance. They need handholding. They need help with business plans. As they get more established, they realize they may have outgrown the skills that they have and what got them there, and they need new kinds of advice and support. And for minority and women entrepreneurs, it's particularly tough because oftentimes they lack the strong networks. They lack the track record. And so they're disadvantaged in our system, which really gives preference and gives resources to entrepreneurs who have much more access to resources than minority and women do.
Do we have a sense of how many of Boston's small businesses are female or minority owned?
About 30% are 30%. Women owned, and 30% are minority owned. Okay. But the population of the city is about half minority and about half women. So it's disproportionately low.
Right. And we find this that this aligns exactly with our economic inclusion and equity agenda. The mayor signed an executive order last month that really calls out the need for the city to show leadership in procurement, particularly in this space with businesses owned by people of color and women. So particularly in a city where we have a landscape where that's representing a third of the businesses owned, then the city can really do a lot on its own to show leadership in that space. And Mayor Walsh has been very clear that it is a priority for the administration.
So here's my last question I'm going to just throw to both of you, because, you know, some of the numbers were really eye-opening in the report. 40,000 small businesses in Boston, 170,000 jobs, making up almost, 45% of the private sector workforce. I mean, we've known nationwide that small businesses are the engine for job growth overall when it comes to actually increasing the number of jobs in any city, and that's obviously true as well in Boston. So a really essential part of the city's economy. What do you think, you know, beyond the Office of Small Business Development that the city is launching can be done to further enhance and support the growth of this sector?
There are really three parts to the strategies that we've laid out. The first is the creation of a small business center, which is really a physical and a virtual presence that will create a gateway for small business owners to get access to all of these resources. It's also going to serve as a hub for the support organizations and the capital providers to come together and solve for those issues. There are strategies that attach to individual segments, so retail and restaurants, local services providers, people who have very specific needs. There are going to be strategies for them. And then there are strategies really focused on the minority and women entrepreneurs who need support in networking.
Well, Carolyn, let me ask you about one specific thing that we didn't get to that the city can do. I mean, I've been reading that a lot of small businesses struggle with red tape.
Right. Absolutely. And so there's a real specific call out here as well to streamlining, permitting, licensing, streamlining access to services that we are responding to. Excited that the solutions here give us the opportunity to create a new Office of Small Business Development that represents synergy between the Office of Business Development located in D&D, the Department of Neighborhood Development, and the Mayor's Office of Economic Development. So we're merging forces and really trying to think about how can we make it easier for folks to access City Hall and get what they really need.
So we'll check in with you a little later this year to see how it's going, okay?
Great. Thanks so much.
Well, Carolyn Crockett is Director of Economic Policy and Research for the City of Boston. Thank you so much for joining us today. And Adina Astor, partner at Next Street Financial in Roxbury, they were one of the groups that helped put together this report on small businesses in the City of Boston. We've got a link to that report at radioboston.org. Thank you for coming in as well.
Thanks so much. Thanks.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.